You know, I think this is hatred, is when people preach them a gospel and they say, all you have to do is this, nothing more. Just believe. And they don't tell them everything they're supposed to believe. They say, no, no, just believe this set of facts that I'm going to lay out for you. Whereas they should be saying, believe everything that is written in this book. According to wisdom and knowledge, of course, to many people, that's far too high. Especially since they don't have the Spirit of God. They'll never be able to decipher it. But it's, you know, a lot of times that's the end to which they are appointed. And it's like, you know, my desire is that all people would hear the truth. Believe me, I want to speak the truth and I want people to hear it. But God's will is not so. Otherwise, he would make it so. Verse 12, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you, for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Now these words are written to encourage, you know, little children, you infants, technia. And these are unnecessarily all literally to be taken, but in a sense, you know, you ones who are new in the faith, your sins are forgiven you. Now that is the original message, is just believe on Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, and you will receive the remission of sins and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he will turn you from your iniquity for his name's sake, because that's what his name is stamped all over those works. Those are the works that it says he's going to do. So lest his name be black. I mean, I'll tell you, if he doesn't do a work in my life, by the time I'm 80, I might wind up being a blasphemer just because I'll be like, he never did nothing for me. I could end up like that. Who knows, you know? That's because of a lot of these wicked men who have entered into the church, the way of truth will be evil spoken of. It already is. So there's a certain degree for which his name, he does allow it to be dragged through the mud and blasphemed. As Paul said, there must need be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest. I think John has a little less patience for that sort of thing. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I mean, you are fathers in the faith. I write to you, young men. There's a youth. In those days, a youth was someone under 40, so that I'm a youth. You've overcome the wicked one. Thank you. I sure hope that that's what's coming to me. I think in many ways that is true. I see the truth of it. I write to you, little children, because you've known the Father. You know, in the earliest stages of faith, sometimes there's such purity and such innocence and such zeal. It's a beautiful thing. But then Satan comes to tempt. He will come to test you and to test your faith. And that's how God has ordained it should be. If God didn't want Satan to test you, he would stop him. It's not that Satan's out of God's control. That's what he's supposed to do. Our faith is supposed to be tried. We're supposed to be tested. It's part of how God makes us into his sons. Being the son of God, as Jesus was, is the goal of Christianity. Obviously, we can't mirror the whole immaculate conception and sinless life that he lived from the beginning, but we do by the blood of Christ. By the blood of Christ, his blood on us, removing the sins of the past, turning us from the sins of the future, into a right and upright path. Now we do. We emulate his life. We walk as he walked. You fathers, you have known him that is from the beginning. He repeats that twice to the fathers. They have known him. And he says to them, and you are strong. The word of God abides in you, and you've overcome the wicked one. Notice that it's a sort of a progression. In a sense, it's like you see in the beginning, it's like there's just this sort of gentleness. But with the middle area, it's sort of like there's a battle going on. And the fathers, there's just, they know him. They know him. Well, like I said, it's even better to be known of him. If he knows us from the beginning, we will know him and the power of his resurrection. So we want to be strong. And if these words are not true, then we need to take them as words of encouragement to be strong, words of promise that we will be strong, that the word of God will abide in us. We are to overcome the wicked one. We need to look at these as promises, as things that we will have. Now, if the wicked one's running amok in your life, don't assure yourself and say, well, he said you young guys between 20 and 40, you've overcome. Well, I guess I have then, because I fit that demographic. That age group is, that's me. If it's not in truth, it's just not, you're just deceiving yourself. Don't deceive yourself. You're not deceiving God. And if you deceive yourself, you're just, you think you got something when you have nothing. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, and the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We must do the will of God. It's interesting that earlier in this chapter he was talking about he died for the sins of the world, and now he's talking about the world's passing away. The world, don't love the world, because, but it says God loved the world. What is that about? Well, there are elements in the world in which God loves. He, like I said, it's like he gave to all elements in the world, to great and small, to men of great wickedness even, the grace of God has shined. To men of low wickedness, like me. I mean,